Talk Live. Bring up anything you want and dial in toll free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Especially if you think it's a terrible idea to have guns, or any weapon for that matter, in the hands of students or staff or visitors to college campuses. Because that's the issue that's at hand here. It is an issue that is making national headlines tonight, as Brad Jardis and Tommy Mozingo have successfully gone on college campus today. They did not do what they originally planned, and some will critique them for that. But then again, everybody's a critic. But few people are willing to actually stick their necks out in any way, shape, or form and do any level of activism. Just going to do some level of outreach on a college campus puts you above and beyond the most people out there. Because most people are just a bunch of internet critics or, you know, folks that just watch from the sidelines.
Well, yeah, they want more action, too. I mean, well, we need somebody to get arrested here.
Yeah.
A lot of people think getting arrested somehow does something, and I tend to believe it does not.
And only a mass arrest would really have a big effect, because then you can clog the court system, and do they have to drop charges and things like that. But in this case, it was just two gentlemen. One of them, Brad Jardis, former police officer. The other, Tommy Mozingo, former Army member. So both guys who've had gun firearms training. They were intending originally to bring firearms onto the campus and do some outreach and talk to kids, talk to the students, keep calling them kids, talk to the students there about gun rights and the right to bear any kind of arms or any kind of weapons. They ended up having a man in a robe ordered them to not show up in violation of the campus's what Brad believes is an illegal ban on weapons. That was his purpose, was to challenge what he believes was an illegal ban. And then this man in the robe steps in and tries to wield his power, and successfully did so to some extent, because they did not end up strapping the weapons to their backs, but they did still show up wearing suits. They suggested that they may have a weapon, but that there's no way to know because the cops can't search them, because, you know, you have a right to be free from unreasonable search. And so therefore they kind of had a little standoff with the police there for a short moment, and then proceeded to have a lengthy not just press conference, but just open discussion with students on campus there, students in both support and opposition, and some probably still on the fence about the issue of defending oneself while on campus. So it went very well. Dozens of activists came out from across New Hampshire. Most of them were Free State Project participants, like the three of us here on this program. Mark, you weren't there, but Allie and I were there, and it was I would say it was a positive experience overall. Most of the youngsters that I handed flyers to were more than willing to take them. I would say the majority of them, maybe around like 70%, were willing to take the flyers. Obviously, so there were some of them that had no interest whatsoever in receiving information from the activists there. They've made up their minds. They know what they think about this issue, and they're not interested in taking any external opinions about it. But most of them were very interested, and most of them were friendly as well. So I thought it went well.
Ian, do you know who the woman was who was addressing Brad and Tommy in the beginning, asking them, almost pleading with them, please tell us, do you have a weapon on you right now? And his reply, as you said, was, well, the state would have to prove that. So
he's not going to admit a crime right there in front of everybody.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was a news reporter or if that was some kind of legal consultant with a school.
It's a disgusting individual trying to trap somebody, and, you know, pathetic attempt is what it sounds to me.
Well, yeah, right, even I'm after he said I could be concealed carrying, and acknowledged that would be against, you know, that would be illegal for him because he's had this restraining order, but nonetheless, they still let him walk on the campus, go inside, and they didn't have security officers following him around everywhere. He was pretty much free to walk.
No, he was followed around.
He felt like he was...
Oh, absolutely, he was followed around. Yeah, there was a security detail that was following him constantly.
Okay.
I mean, they weren't following him within 5 feet of him, but they were following him, for sure. And there were also cops that were kind of back a ways as well.
But there were more than two dozen supporters with them. And
the cops were outnumbered.
Yeah.
On campus, the cops were outnumbered. But there are a lot of cops in the entirety of Plymouth. Like, they were everywhere looking for people, like, with Ron Paul bumper stickers, trying to pull them over for whatever reason they possibly could. In fact, we ended up getting pulled over in Manchester as we were driving back. Damo had to drop some court papers off. And a cop pulled us over there, Derek J., who's our normal co-host on Tuesday nights, allegedly didn't have an inspection sticker on his car, and so he's been ticketed for that. And actually, when we were pulled over, the cop was kind of, you know, cop in an attitude, was not a friendly officer. He didn't like that Derek rolled down his window just a crack, got upset about that. It's cold out, by the way, in New Hampshire.
Mm.
And so Derek was very good with the cop. He stood his ground on that. But the one mistake was made, and this is a mistake that that I made, but it didn't happen to me like it happened to him. The cop pulled the door open.
Just grabbed his car door.
Yeah, just opened the door right up.
My car has automatic locks, so I guess I'm safe in that regard.
That's what I would suggest to anybody. You get pulled over by the cops, lock your doors. And I didn't even think about saying something. I noticed the cop going for it, but before he opened the door, it was too late. And the cop had ordered him to get out of the car, or told him to get out of the car. So he told him to roll his window down. Derek refused. And he was told to get out of the car, and Derek refused. And that's when the man just pulled the door wide open.
It's crazy, because how would he even know that his door is unlocked? And imagine if his door had been locked and he was trying to get into the car.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
It was crazy, and we were pretty upset about it. Derek ended up getting a ticket, and he had some questions for the cop toward the end of the encounter. And by the way, a demo from copblock.org was recording. My phone was on the fritz, unfortunately, so I was unable to quick.com it, which is great, because if you've got more than one camera, if there's a technical problem, you've still got it covered. So we actually had one camera that was successfully recording the whole time, and the cop got uppity about it. You should probably inform me if you're going to be recording me. And I said, I already told you that we were recording. But the funny thing is, Derek pointed out that the cop talked to him as though Derek were the one that we're recording.
Right.
You should inform me, as though we're all this, you know, collective activist mass, basically. And I suggested that, maybe he sees it that way. Maybe the cop's actually talking to the universe. Like, you know, you, the universe, need to inform me when I'm being recorded. Because, you know, we all are connected, and we're all kind of one in the universe.
It's
like
one
that.
Love there on the side of the road in Manchester.
I think you're giving a little too much credit.
That's what I said. You know, I didn't think the cop would really follow that one if I had brought that one up. So that went, you know, and so Derek had questions for the cop, and Derek was asking some of these questions. The cop had brought the paperwork back with the ticket, and the cop was, you know, basically ordering him to, you're going to send this back in, and you're going to do this, and da-da-da-da-da. Well, so Derek starts asking these questions, and he gets through, I think, two questions before the cop, in total frustration, just throws the ticket through the cracked window, because at this point the cop had gone back to the car. Derek had closed his door and locked the door. So the cop just shoves the ticket through the window and turns around and storms off at that point. So he wasn't very interested in answering the questions of his constituent, of his employer, the people he supposedly is serving.
Sounds like Derek was flexing his rights.
Yes, he was. And so we drove away and went home after that. So I've got some interviews here with some college girls. As far as we wanted to play these last night, we didn't get a chance to get around to them. Get into some detail here, because
they are frustrating as they could be.
Right, the news gives you little blips. You know, they give you little 5-second sound bites. But this is actually full interviews from activist Mike Sylvia. I went to the college campus yesterday at Plymouth State University, where the gun rights protest was going to occur, and interviewed some folks.
That's you, your name, and where you're going to school here.
I'm Rosemary Murphy, and I go to school at Plymouth State.
And there's an event tomorrow that you've heard about.
Yep.
Can you tell me what's going on, or what you've heard about it?
I've heard that there's going to be two people with guns on campus that are going to be visible. And although they're going to be visible, I still don't think it's a good idea to have guns on campus, period. Guns on campus is just an opportunity for violence, and having that opportunity for violence is going to create more violence, especially in an atmosphere of adolescent teenagers who...
Adolescent teenagers. Is that the right term? Don't adolescents come before teens?
Prepubescent, thumb-sucking. Like, what?
Am I mistaken on that? The definition of adolescent, isn't that one who is not yet a teenager? Am I wrong about that?
I think it's early teens is what I thought it was, but I'm not entirely sure on it. But you can use it as a description that is less than, a description of action.
A description of juvenile behavior.
Juvenile behavior, yeah, I'm sure you could.
All right, more coming up here. We'll get more with this young lady and your thoughts as well. If you would like to share them, you're welcome to do so at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN. Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there, totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And the features include news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to news.freetalklive.com. And you can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever works best for you. That is news.freetalklive.com. Oh, and by the way, over at Facebook, Mark, you're still doing giveaways, at least for the next week or so, basically.
Yeah, about that. I got to get in there and do another one. Got to remember to do it every day.
You can go to the Facebook at facebook.freetalklive.com. Click the like button if you haven't yet, And then you're going to be good to go when it comes time for one of these giveaways. And we're doing a bunch of great stuff. We've got books. We've got DVDs. We've got, Toda Sacks. Help you bring the groceries back in. You know, Yeardley the Movie DVD. Guns and Weed DVD. Also,
Ruger BX25 magazines.
And in addition to that, Seamus's booty.
That's right. It is, an e-book from Taran Lupo?
Taran Lupo is a great author.
Yeah, and sort of a kid's version of his, spin-off from his Pirates of Savannah.
Which is not a kid's book.
No.
If you don't want your kids to, read about sex and shootings and things like that.
Gotcha. So, anyway, check
it's
out
a great book,
Seamus's Booty.
Yeah, and you'll win copies of that, right, at some point during
the... We already did that.
You already did that one, okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, there's all kinds of prizes to win every single day. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. You prepare them in just minutes simply by adding water. And we've seen food prices go up over the last few years here in the United States, and they're predicted to go up significantly more. There are a few food shortages around the world, and that only means higher prices here. You can invest in stored food now, and you'll be paying today's market rates when rates go up. I mean, here's a prediction for you. Costs of food are going to continue to go up. You can visit wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today. Request a free entree sample. How easy could they make it for you? For a limited time during the holidays, enter promo code FTL to get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. It's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOODWISE. You need promo code FTL to get the free entree sample, the free shipping, the 10% off any order. Peace of mind is included. The greatest gift you can give your loved ones this holiday season is wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOODWISE.
All right, so we will, of course, take your calls if you make them 855-450-FREE. Would still love to hear from somebody who supports the idea of people being restricted from being able to defend themselves on campus, with whether we're talking about firearms or knives or pepper spray or anything. These things are banned from college campuses around the country. Now, there are some areas where they're actually allowed. And, you never hear about those schools having school shootings. It just doesn't seem to happen where people are actually armed. Students can legally be armed. Why would a criminal want to go to that campus?
But, Ian, doesn't allowing guns on campuses sort of taint the learning environment?
Well, certainly that's what some folks would argue. I'm not sure how that would be the case.
I don't know.
You?
Either. No.
Yeah,
that's
not sure
what
either.
I said.
How does somebody having a gun on them do anything as far as changing what goes on inside a classroom? Well, apparently some of these young ladies are pretty upset about it. We're running a video here from Mike for Liberty on YouTube, and he's interviewing some of the college youngsters here, for lack of a better term, because that's what they're saying here, is that these kids are too young. And she uses the term adolescent teenagers, and I guess I was mistaken. I thought adolescence was prior to puberty. I'm incorrect about that. According to the dictionary, the transitional period between puberty and adulthood in human development, extending mainly over the teen years and terminating legally when the age of majority is reached. Now, is the age of majority 18 or 21?
18.
Because you're not really a legal adult until you're 21 in this country, right?
There, you could still sign up with the Pell Grant until 24. I mean, there's an argument to be had that, and you could be on your parents' insurance and stuff
until
like
25.
That. I mean, there's different, really different ages of majority.
Well, so they're saying here, essentially, one could argue that these college students are adults. They're certainly all over the age of 18. But it was actually pointed out at this press conference and discussion that was had between the folks that were standing up for gun rights and the ability to carry weapons and some of these students. You know, it was pointed out, and I actually asked one of these questions to Brad, was, isn't it ironic here that the same people, that the students, some of these students are looking to protect them from people carrying guns, are the very same people that are threatening to put those students, same students, in a cage for underage drinking? Or for smoking pot. Anybody who's been on a college campus knows that there's no shortage of people being arrested for things like underage drinking, open house party, possession of marijuana. There's no shortage of these arrests.
Nope.
So the very same people that are protecting them are the ones that are actually threatening them. And I pointed out, if anybody has anything to fear, it's from the men with the badges and the guns. They're the ones with the cages that they're putting college students in. And that was, I thought it was good to bring that up. Let's go to Adam listening to WNMT in northern Michigan. Or not Michigan, rather. Minnesota. Excuse me, Adam. You're listening on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, it's not Adam, man. It's Dan.
Wow, they really, Board Op really blew that one.
Didn't
I don't
get
know.
The first letter right.
I'm not sure how Dan sounds like
That's
Adam.
Okay,
but they wrote down
I'm
Adam.
I'm on my cell phone.
I'm told you said Adam. But anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, yeah, I'm just, can you believe it? When is it going to end?
Believe what?
Believe the whole thing. I was just listening to you. It's like, when is it going to end? With the, you know, cops, they're dirty down in Chicago. They got busted. That governor got busted down there in Chicago. They're all dirty.
Well, I don't know if all cops are dirty.
All cops. I've got a friend that's a cop. They're not all dirty, but I've even had the friend that's a cop told me that there are dirty cops.
Oh, there's no shortage of them. I had a detective, a New York police detective that I knew, who told me every single one of his the people that he knew in the New York Police Department were corrupt.
Were corrupt, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, what are you going to do?
The ones that aren't dirty are dirty by association.
Well, right. They're the ones that a lot of them believe they're doing the right thing, but they're wrong because they're hurting peaceful people, and that's not cool.
Yeah. So they got busted down in Chicago. They were in bars, and they had cocaine on them. The cops did, and they'd come up to you and go, "Hey, Ian, how you doing tonight?" "Oh, my name's Dan." And then they'd stuff, like, cocaine into your pocket without, you know, they'd buy a couple drinks.
Geez.
And then go, "Hey, what's that, Ian?" "Oh, it looks like you got some cocaine there." "Oh, I'm an undercover cop. You're busted."
Wow.
Can you imagine what that's like? You know, like, what? How did they get in my pocket?
I've never done coke in my life. It would be a total shock.
You know, mine. Exactly. Someone put that there.
When I was in prison, I can tell you this happened over and over
and over again. Yeah.
They plant something on somebody and then find it on them. And, you know, you can just see the look on the guy's face. He's just like, oh,
you gotta
man. And they're not even they're not so much stunned that it's in their pocket. They know exactly what's happened the moment it happens.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
They're just bummed it happened to them.
Yeah. No, and I had a good buddy up here in northern Minnesota. He went to cop school over in, maybe I shouldn't say the town, I don't know, but
somewhere
anyway,
in northern Minnesota.
In northern Minnesota, they sent him up to like the border of North Dakota and Minnesota. His job during the mornings was working at McDonald's. And then in the evenings, he'd go into the bars with pot on him, and he'd get to know these people, and then he'd go, "Hey, do you guys want to buy some pot?"
It's horrible. It's such a slimy thing to do.
Yeah.
It's so
slimy.
Goes,
you know, he did it for about 6 months, and he goes, "These people were working people."
Yep. I'm glad he saw it the right way. Pot. Thank you very much, whatever your name is. Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. We're talking about guns on campus, but you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Not just guns, but also all weapons. The ability for humans to defend themselves should not stop when they cross the arbitrary border onto a government-run college campus. Now, if you've got your own private college, and you want to set whatever private rules you want to for your private property, great. But you can probably count on one hand the number of private, truly private colleges that don't take money from the federal government or state governments. Probably can count them on one hand. And I bet less than three fingers. There's, what's the, Hillsdale?
I've heard that there...
Phoenix University, the online one?
That's commercial.
What's that mean, it's commercial?
It's, I don't know. There's differences. Yeah, they'll accept Pell Grants and things like that, I bet you. Sure.
I don't think that's good.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
I don't know any more than Hillsdale. Maybe there's more.
I've heard that Hillsdale, and I heard one other college at one point, but I don't think it still does. I think it's just Hillsdale.
So, if you know better, 855-450-FREE is the number here. We'll continue. In fact, Brad Jardis will be joining us here shortly.
I want to tell you about audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You can go there and get just all kinds of they've got all kinds of books, whether it's in the categories of business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, science fiction, anything else. They've got economics. If you've been meaning to get a hold of Freakonomics or Super Freakonomics, they've got it there for you, and you can download it for free.
What?
For free. That's right. Go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You'll get a free gold membership. Included in that is a download. I think it's a one-month membership, and the gold membership allows you to get one download.
It's like audiblepodcast.com giving you a Christmas gift or holiday.
That's right. audiblepodcast.com/FTL in order to get the free book. And that's how it works. Thanks a lot.
That's easy.
Yep.
All right. 855.
Merry Christmas. Audible.
450-FREE. Let's get back to this young lady on the college campus here in a moment. But first, we'll we'll talk to Brad Jardis, who is, celebrating his success today, not being arrested, going on Plymouth State University campus with Tommy Mazingo, a former member of the military. Brad, yourself, a former police officer, spent 11 years on the force in New Hampshire. And now coming onto a college campus and having a lengthy discussion with the young people there and some of the professors and staff at the college. The police were around, but they were pretty much hands-off, besides giving you an order from a man in a robe when you first arrived on the campus. But otherwise, they kind of stood back and watched what transpired. You were not carrying a gun strapped to you, as was your original intention. And as you pointed out, you think everything went very, very
visibly strapped to you.
You thought everything went very well. In fact, you ended up getting a court case without even having to be arrested. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I think actually things went exceptionally well. I would actually like to tip my proverbial hat to law enforcement who was there that day. Although they would have done things that I would view to be immoral and illegal, at the behest of a bad court order, the fact remains they were very professional today. The media kept asking me over and over again if I was carrying a gun, because I was trying to make a point. Just like last night on your show, for anyone who heard, last night on the show I kept saying, well, I won't carry a rifle. So, I kept speaking vaguely about whether or not I would be carrying a gun. And then today the media kept asking me, well, are you carrying a gun? I said, well, I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
And I kept doing that to make a point that, look, I mean, words on paper aren't going to stop somebody from doing something that could hurt a tremendous amount of people.
Specifically criminals, that don't care about what the law is.
Yeah, criminals don't care. I mean, I didn't, what they really wanted to happen today didn't happen. We did everything, and I really have to tip my hat to the Freedom Liberty activists from Keene. I mean, you guys were very classy. Handed out lots of really good information, and the Shire Choir performed.
Yeah, we did. We did outside and inside. We did two performances. It was great.
Yeah, I mean, some of the people who were shaking their heads when I was trying to, explain why firearms and self-defense rights are important, some of those same people who were shaking their heads at me were clapping their hands for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, psychologically, they got to think, well, wait a second. I mean, all these people who are talking about freedom and rights, they're all together, and maybe they're not such bad people. No, I mean, it's a tremendously exceptional outreach idea that Richard Only came up with. I think today went very well. I have two very good attorneys here in New Hampshire, Seth Hipple and Brandon Ross. Excuse me, Tommy and I do. And I'm going to be writing a blog on Free Keene. I'm actually going to be setting up a chip-in. And if there are people out there listening who are interested in helping us fight against illegal regulations or regulations, period, having to do with self-defense freedom, please consider donating to help us win this battle in court, because I think we will win this battle in court. And when we do, tonight there's over 150 media outlets in the country that are covering this story, to include the Washington Post. And, if we win this battle in court, it's going to be tremendous. And people are going to know that Free State Project activists had a lot to do with this.
So what do you think your chances are at the lowest level of the court? I mean, the judge has already enjoined you against, doing this. It seems to me that what that indicates is that the judge believes that the university must be right, right? What do you think at the lowest level? Do you think you'll have to appeal upwards?
Well, there's one thing that I thought of, and this particular judge, he very well could be very pro-firearm freedom, and he could have granted this order so we would have the opportunity to come in there and just absolutely decimate the case that the University System of New Hampshire made, and just absolutely, have them laughed out of court for what they're trying to claim. Because, this is not one of those cases where someone says, well, I have the Ninth Amendment right to do this. This is a case of where the New Hampshire legislature has officially spoken on this issue, and it is quite clear that what they're doing is illegal. And so they're breaking the law, and then they, when we say, hey, we're going to show up and peacefully distribute information about how you're breaking the law, they go and they obtain a court order mm-hmm. to prohibit us from doing something that they're not legally allowed to do anyway.
Well, I love your optimism, Brad, and I appreciate it. I've just been so, I've seen these court cases go so poorly for people over time, and I remember we had our friend Sam, who was here on the show for a while, who was kind of putting a lot on the idea that he would win a court case, and he didn't win that court case, and he spent $15,000 in that particular court case. He decided not to appeal it, and I don't blame him, because it would have cost him another $10,000 or something like that to appeal it. And so, you know, that was that. But he thought he was going to win. He was so confident. I mean, he spent money on this hotshot attorney, and who's now apparently the Speaker of the House in New Hampshire, by the way. And he, you know, he failed, and it kind of sent him into a downward spiral. And I guess I'm concerned that you are so jazzed about this, and you really think you know your stuff, and you do. You do more research on the law than anyone I've ever met.
Yeah, I absolutely think he knows his stuff. I'm just concerned.
I don't think it'll matter, personally. I think they're going to do whatever they want. But I really hope that what they want to do is to go and take your side so you can win this thing, Brad. But what if you don't win? What happens then? Then gun rights have been restricted, correct? I mean, then it's the court is upholding essentially what the university system's doing.
Well, there's two courts that this battle can be fought in, and the first one is going to be the court of law. And excuse me, I truly believe our position is very, very sound and firm. But if we lose in the court of law, we have the court of public opinion, and there are numerous people in New Hampshire, you know, Democrats. There are Democrats and Republicans alike, not even libertarians, who feel very strongly about firearm freedom. And when they hear about how the law was written this way and the legislature managed to weasel, New Hampshire University system managed to weasel their way out of it, that's going to put a lot of pressure on representatives. You know, we can get people to put pressure on their representatives to pass this bill, House Bill 334, to win anyway.
All right. Well, as long as you don't get all bummed out if you lose in the court systems and, like, disappear from activism, I certainly wouldn't want that because you're a great activist, and you put this together today, and it was huge publicity for the Free State Project. You managed to plug them a bunch of times. Obviously, freekeen.com's been getting all kinds of traffic, and thanks, Brad. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope, that's it. Have a good night, guys.
Thanks, dude. Talk to you later. More coming up here. Your thoughts as well. Also get back to the youngsters from the school, what they think. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Snickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Brought to you by SACL.
SACL CAI, it's a company that handles accounts receivable. They can do it for your business. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Jason Osborne, one of the principals over there at SACL CAI, has been a big supporter of Free Talk Live for a very long time. You can support the ideas of Liberty by supporting SACL CAI. If you've got a business, they can handle your accounts receivable. SACL CAI.
All right, so I've been critiqued for calling college students youngsters, and it's probably an accurate critique. I'm not that old, but they certainly do seem young these days. And the youngster is really probably just another word for child, so it's no better than using the term kid. Yep.
College students.
Right.
Because you talk to a guy there that could very well have been a student who was older.
True.
I mean, you're just generalizing here, and the best way to generalize is you could be accurate. You can say college students.
Right. So we're playing back some video footage here, some audio from this, some interviews that an activist did on the Plymouth State University campus with some, is it okay to say young ladies?
Yes.
I like that.
I like young ladies.
Young ladies. So young ladies on the Plymouth State University campus and their thoughts about carrying weapons to have guns and other weapons on campus.
Especially in the atmosphere of adolescent teenagers who have hormones rushing and raging and just want to, don't really think about what they're doing. So I think it's a bad idea.
Okay, and so certainly personal responsibility comes into carrying firearms or driving a car for that matter.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like guns are a little different than cars.
They sure are.
Yeah, guns don't kill near as many people as cars do.
Yeah. Right. Yet all these crazed adolescent teenagers, which one of them goes on to, the second lady goes on to point out how they're all drunk or whatever, or maybe that was a different interview, I think it was a different one, but basically the suggestion is that kids shouldn't be allowed to have firearms because they're drunk all the time on college campus, and they're adolescent, and they misbehave, and they can't be trusted.
Man, if everyone on campus is drunk, that's probably not the best school to go to. You might want to.
Oh, they love it. It's party school. I mean, that's why they want to go there, so they can just party. But that's what they do in college.
Now you're generalizing again.
Find me a college where they don't party.
Where
there are probably some people on the college campus who do not party. That's probably true.
Yeah.
Like the book nerds or whatever. But, there's probably a lot of people that party on college campus.
I'm sure.
Just saying. So these crazed adolescent teenagers, they can't be trusted with guns, but put a 2-ton killing machine in their hands and let them tool around in the streets with that. That's a great idea, right?
Sure. They could be drunk.
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of people will bring up Virginia Tech and the events there. Do you not think that guns on campus, other individuals armed, would have stopped that sooner than waiting for police to show up? And
I'm not so sure, because I'm not sure everyone is trained to have guns, and people could be shooting up and accidentally shooting other people. I think we should have higher security, possibly.
And this goes to show the ignorance of this girl regarding these two activists that are going to do this. One of them's a former military, one of them's former police, and they've had all the training that she could possibly want them to have, but she still doesn't want them there with guns.
She might not even be specifically speaking about them, because some people might be comfortable with those two individuals, but then, just a student body. But what they're not taking into account is that a lot of what doesn't get reported on, which it doesn't necessarily, it's a lack of action by criminals, because either someone showed their weapon or they realized there could be weapons.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, it's the unseen.
There are a lot of stand downs and people that are rescued from crimes that you never get reported. Because,
never mind. See you later.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, the point that was made earlier is that the fact is that there's people that, drink, young people the same age that drink just as much that don't go to college, and everywhere else in New Hampshire, you can have a gun.
Those people can have guns.
Carrie, where are all the crimes those people are doing?
Yep.
This college probably has off-campus housing.
There's plenty of drunk young people on any Saturday night in New Hampshire and all across the country outside of bars and in places where they, are very, very drunk. It's 1 a.m., whatever. The bars are letting out. There's fights. But you don't hear about shootings happening that often.
And how about right here in Keene, where Keene State College has the same rules?
Yeah.
Now,
at
least half of the, I don't know half, I'm not going to make any, a great deal of the student body lives in off-campus housing.
Yeah.
Cops are always getting called to duplexes and houses where these kids live.
They're breaking up parties, too. Why aren't they blasting
Cops? These kids shooting each other? If this concern is valid, it would be valid for the dorm room, and it would be valid for the off-campus housing.
Yeah, great point. Let's continue.
And on campus, more police and with weapons to protect the students before we let students have guns on campus.
So you would have a cop for every person that is walking around?
Not every person, no, but I would have it close by in every building. I think having the opportunity
to you to pay for it. And that's the point. This girl isn't going to pay for it.
Well, wait, aren't these kids also, young adults, aren't these students also, concerned about the cost of tuition?
No.
Well, yeah, they are. A lot of them are in debt.
She said she's not even paying attention to that. She's even paying it.
I've heard the fallacious argument made that if you were to allow guns on campus, you would need more security, and that would cost more, and tuition rates go up.
It's true. The rates would go up if they had more security.
If they had more security, but more security wouldn't be necessary if you allowed students to carry
weapons. This is true. You're right about that. So she continues.
Have a gun is just wrong on a college campus.
Okay. Thank you very much for your opinions.
Thank you. Heather O'Day?
Hi, Heather. So you have a little bit different opinion on firearms on campus?
Not really quite on campus. I'm pro-gun, but I don't think that individuals on this campus should be having guns that are loaded, and whether they're concealed or not. I just don't think that people, like my friend Rose said, I don't think people have training at this age, and maybe they do, but they shouldn't bring it on campus. Not around all these kids.
Okay. Kids. So they call themselves
people this
kids.
Age shouldn't bring guns around all these kids.
Yeah.
And this is why I don't understand is the idea that I guess they're thinking of certain students that they, when they think of them with a gun on their hip, it freaks them out. But they already trust these students to obey the rules of the college concerning guns. They already trust them to obey those rules. So if there's that trust for them, then why do they not trust them to not shoot someone?
Great point, because they're just completely in this world where they believe that the laws stop people. They must believe the laws stop people from, or the rules in the campus stop people from doing those things.
And the sad part is probably because they follow the law, and so they think the other people do.
Well, they follow this law.
This law.
Right. They still drink underage.
Right. That girl smoked pot. And the same cop
probably
that she's trusting to keep her safe is the one that'll drag her off to jail.
And Brad Jardis pointed that fact out to these folks that were standing around today as they were having a discussion. He pointed out that you guys likely break some of the school rules, that you break some of the laws. So why wouldn't anybody else? Why wouldn't someone who wanted to shoot someone also break that?
Absolutely stupid.
Yeah, so he made some really great points. We're going to continue here with you and your thoughts. We've got Russell on the line in Colorado. Russell, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
In schools, I think.
What did you say? I'm sorry, we just cut in on your call, and you said weapons in schools. What? Did you say something before that?
Oh, I think it's sort of ironic that my peers trust me to carry a big glass bottle filled with water around, and trust that I'm not going to club them to death. They trust that people carry around pencils, and no one's going to jab them with it.
Your bottle of water could be filled with some sort of caustic fluid. You could throw it in people's eyes.
Bleach.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of stuff you could do with a glass bottle if you wanted to do some damage. The term running amok comes from a time when someone with a machete could destroy an entire group of people, doesn't it?
One point of fact, there was actually a news story on WMUR's site when we were watching that video earlier tonight. I saw one of the stories on the highlights where there was a guy that went to a mall in New Hampshire earlier today with a hammer and just went around the whole mall just bashing in windows and things like that. I mean, the guy, he was yelling about how he was God.
You know, the hammer of the gods. I would feel a lot safer having trained people, a well-regulated militia, God forbid. I would feel a lot safer with a well-regulated militia around if some lunatic with a hammer starts running amok.
Thanks, Russell, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Back to Plymouth State University students.
There's a personal responsibility issue there.
Mm-hmm.
And the real challenge, as I understand it in this, is that the university system claims to be somehow different than a town, seems to claim private property here or private property rights and the ability to make their own rules as opposed to other political jurisdictions. Any knowledge about that or thought about that?
I don't have a ton of knowledge about anything.
I care less what's legal and illegal. I just want what I want.
And that is to control other people.
The email that we received and that it's, you know, they're going to come on campus and all that stuff. But I just don't think it's a smart idea to put them on even like our public campus because you don't know what's going to happen.
But again, she says to put them there.
But she's
put
pro-gun.
Them.
Right. Yeah, just throw. Just put empty guns, like put loaded guns on the campus lawn and let anyone grab them. Yeah. Right.
Well, you know, she's being interviewed. It's tough to do this, but to be live and all that kind of thing. But you know, there are guns on that campus every day.
See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.